लखनऊ पुलिस डिप्लॉइंग एआई कैमरास टू रिकॉग्नाइज फेशियल एक्सप्रेशंस ऑफ वुमेन इन डिस्ट्रेस एंड अलर्ट ऑफिसर्स। LG 32 UN880B अल्ट्रा फाइन डिस्प्ले एर्गो 4K मॉनिटर विद एर्गोनॉमिक स्टैंड HDR 10 सपोर्ट लॉन्च्ड इन इंडिया। ASUS ROG MOBA 5 Series Gaming Laptops with AMD Ryzen 9 5900HX CPU, NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU launched. 4G surpasses 4 million pre-registrations ahead of January 26 launch. Google working on nearby share feature that could allow Android 12 users to share Wi-Fi passwords. US President Joe Biden calls for coders in hidden message on White House website. Lucknow Police is deploying facial recognition technology backed by security cameras that will read expressions of women in distress and alert their nearest police station. The technology is claimed to use artificial intelligence to read facial expressions of women. The new project will take place under the Uttar Pradesh government's Mission Shakti program that was launched in October. It is projected to help reduce cases of harassment of women subjected to stalking and threat in the city. Lucknow Police Commissioner Dhruv Kumar Thakur said, Police department had identified 200 hotspots where the movement of women was maximum in the city and from where most of the complaints were received. The police will initially deploy 5 AI-based cameras to recognize the expression of women citizens. LG 32 UN880B Ultra Fine Display Ergo 4K Monitor has been launched in India with ample adjustability and customization options. It comes with an ergonomic stand with C-clamp that allows full movement of the monitor. LG 32 UN880B Ultra Fine Display Ergo also boasts of a one-cable solution that provides fast data transfer as well as charges a laptop through a single USB Type-C cable. The monitor comes with accurate colors, a standard refresh rate, and 16:9 aspect ratio. The monitor was originally released in the US in October last year. LG 32 UN880B Ultra Fine Display Ergo is priced at ₹59,999 and comes in a single black color option. ASUS ROG MOBA 5 series gaming laptop models have been launched in China, sporting the latest AMD Ryzen processors and NVIDIA graphics. The series includes the ROG MOBA 5 and the MOBA 5 Plus, with the main difference between the two being the display size. The ASUS ROG MOBA 5 features a 15.6-inch display, whereas the ROG MOBA 5 Plus has a 17.3-inch display. The laptop's models come with almost bezel-less displays and RGB lighting on the chassis as well as the keyboard. The ROG MOBA 5 from ASUS is priced at ₹12,999, that is roughly ₹1.46 lakh, and is available in a single configuration. The ROG MOBA 5 Plus is priced at ₹14,999, that is roughly ₹1.69 lakh, and also comes in a single configuration. 4G, the Made in India action game for mobile, fast data transfer as well as charge registration mark on Google Play ahead of its official release, developer Encore Games has revealed. The game went for pre-registrations in late November after a series of delays and changing in its launch date schedule that was ultimately set for January 26. Pre-registrations for 4G, also called the Fearless and United Guards, are initially limited to high-end and mid-range Android devices, though Encore Games does have plans to expand its availability to low-end devices in the future. 4G is also expected to make its way to iPhone and iPad users at the time of its formal launch next week. Google is said to be working on a feature that will allow users to easily share their Wi-Fi passwords remotely. The feature will use Google's Nearby Share and is expected to debut on Android 12. Nearby Share is similar to Apple's AirDrop. It allows Android users to share photos, videos, apps from Google Play, and even location from Google Maps with a nearby smartphone. Google currently allows users on Android 10 and later to share Wi-Fi passwords in the form of a QR code. The new feature could make sharing this QR code a lot simpler. The recently updated website for US President Joe Biden's White House carried an invitation for tech specialists savvy enough to find it. Hidden in the HTML code on the White House website was an invitation to join the US Digital Service, a technology unit within the White House. If you are reading this, we need your help building back better, the message said. Former President Barack Obama launched the service in 2014 to recruit technologists to help revamp government services, for example by modernizing Medicare's payment system or reforming hiring practices across government agencies.